The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome to the Rush Hour, Gus, Jude, and Wendell. This beautiful Thursday afternoon, driving you home. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Rush Hour. Triple M is our handle. And let's talk off the bat, boys. It is Thursday night football. It is Melbourne Storm versus Manly Sea Eagles. And, of course, the Battle of Brookvale. As soon as you hear these two teams, Del, you're thinking of that, obviously, that fracas all those years ago. And it's the start of the Indigenous rounds.
Yeah, mate, it's a great way to start the round. And, mate, just representing your people and the culture. I know clubs are really invested in it now. We obviously have the All-Stars at the start of the year. But, it's come a long way now. And, mate, the players are really proud of what they're doing. And, they follow where their people have come from. But also, when the non-Indigenous players also really appreciate what comes with it.
No Pappenhausen, no Tommy Turbo. So you've got Nick Meaney and Ruben Garrick in the fullback.
Takes a lot away from it, doesn't it? Two quality players.
Yeah, it does, mate. Two superstars of our game, obviously. You know, the Pap, mate, you know, he's done everything. This last couple of years, he's been unbelievable. And we know we all love Tommy Turbo. He's like everyone's favourite player, you know. Ruben Garrick, you're coming down a bit on, the style of players that they are, Nick Meaney. But no, they'll do a good job, those young blokes at the back. But I think it's that forward pack, you know, both forward packs, they've got to stand up here, and they've got to, we know their halves, you know, Cherry Evans and, you know, the two Queenslanders there, I think Cherry Evans and Cam Munster, Origin just around the corner. I think, you know, these boys will go hard at each other. But I still get excited, you know, Thursday night footy, it's great.
And they're smarting off the two losses than Melbourne Storm. Yeah. So
and two big defeats as
well.
Manly
have to be prepared for that onslaught early.
And they've got to get over the fact that they were the better team against Parramatta and got beat.
Yes.
What about the fact the jerseys now are being designed by quite a few of the players within their own clubs? That you can see this week on social media, the boots of the players. You know, these are the boots I'm going to be wearing. This was sent to me by my, you know, somewhere in my old town or wherever where they grew up.
They're the type
of things which I love about this particular.
Yeah, I know. You know, they talk about their elders and their culture and their people. And this was, you know, my uncle helped me do this, and knowing where your tribe's from and stuff.
Yeah.
And it certainly helps. So it's progressed so much now. You know, once upon a time, I think even Wade Graham, you know, he was a bloke, you know, I don't think he played for the first couple of years of the All-Stars until he understood, he went back and looked at his background and his culture and realised, you know, he had Indigenous, blood.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Huge news coming through from the Broncos. Payne Haas on Wednesday night requested an immediate release from the Brisbane Broncos with State of Origin just around the corner and just so much going on in the game of rugby. You just can't believe it. But the man has got his finger on the pulse, Ben Dobbin. Up there in Queensland, he's got the latest. G'day, Dobbo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, boys. Who would have thought the Brisbane Broncos going for their seventh straight win in a row against the Titans tomorrow night at Suncorp Stadium, and their number one player, their prop, the three-time Paul Morgan medal winner, requests a release the day before they play this game. I mean, if he was a bludger of a footballer and he was on no dough, you go, all right, he's been given an opportunity. But this year, Payne Haas is on $750,000 a year. Next year, $850,000. The following year, $950,000. So the end of 2024, he's off contract. Now, the Broncos identified that they need to try and secure him. So they offered him an extension out to the end of 2027, which would see him from next year earn $1 million a year. This is a front rower that's had four off-field incidents as well. It's been in front of... He's been suspended on countless times for misdemeanors off the field, yet that is not enough. His management have requested a release. So that would say to me that there's another club in waiting. Now, the denials will come from everywhere, but you don't not sign when your team's winning, the culture's right, and the money's right. There's something more going on.
Oh, mate, I'm with you, Dobbo, mate. It's disappointing, you know. Like, you know, they've taken a fair while to get to this, position. And Payne Haas, he has been tremendous. I know he's had some off-field incidents, but, like, he's playing good football. Obviously, you know, a little bit of a hiccup this year again. Mate, Origin just around the corner. This is crazy stuff.
Disruptive, isn't it?
Well, they've got a bye next week. The Broncos have a bye next week. Why wouldn't his management have thought... And Payne would be, he would be aware of this. And it's selfish. It is selfish. Why wouldn't they wait and say, let's get Friday night out of the road.
Yeah.
We've got a bye next week.
Because they don't care, Dobbo. They don't care, mate. They don't care, They're selfish.
Yeah.
They just don't care. And look, I understand that you've got a short window to play NRL.
Sure.
I get it. Now, there's the elite like you, Wendell. I say this with all seriousness. You played more. But the average NRL player plays 44 games. Payne Huss is not average. He is in the top echelon of players. And he's on good freight.
Yes.
He signed a five-year deal when he was 2 years ago, when he was nowhere near the player he is today. That's what you do. You want to sign a long-term contract? Well, sometimes you outgrow your potential. He's done that. So Ben Eichen and Dave Donaghy and Simon Scanlon, they identified that. They tried to give him more money. It's not enough. There is a Sydney club somewhere, and I'm not going to say, we all know, all roads point to where. No, you know.
Mate, I was there this afternoon. I was there this afternoon. I was surprised to see him there talking to Robbo.
He had the flat white
chatting to Teddy and stuff. Might have been New South Wales stuff. I've got no idea.
Well, I can tell you. Let's just wait and see. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But it is not a good look for Payne Haas. And it's another thing. And it's disappointing because Kevin Walters has worked overtime to build this culture. They've won six in a row, going for their seventh on Friday night. You'll hear that on Triple M. And they've got this crap to deal with.
Dobbo, do managers wield too much power in the game these days?
I mean, you need a manager or you get, you know, it's a chicken and the egg, isn't it? You know, they get lowballed by a club. You need a manager, but I just think the NRL have opened themselves up. This pulling out of contracts and a contract not meaning anything and mid-year transfers, it's just garbage. Create a window, make it secure. You sign a contract, that's it. That's how we were all brought up. The world's changed. It's just garbage.
Mate, I want to ask about the state of origin, mate. Is this going to affect, not that I care about New South Wales, but will this affect selection and, whether they pick him or not?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think Freddie's got enough injury dramas, hasn't he, at the moment, with Luttrell and Turbo. You want to take Payne Huss out of it as well? I don't think he'd be prepared to do that on the fact is. But look, he hasn't done anything wrong to New South Wales. Now, I spoke to Adam Reynolds. Adam Reynolds has spoken to Payne and said Payne's committed to playing tomorrow night.
Yep.
But a very prominent NRL coach said to me, if that was me and I'm Kevin Walters, I'm standing him down, I'm not releasing him, I'm playing the rest of the season in the Host Plus Cup, in the Queensland Cup, to prove a point. Now, that's a bit extreme.
Yeah, I think so.
And it could damage yourself. But I tell you what, Kevin Walters is working overtime to get the culture right, and this is not helping.
Up next, Jude, it's you and me in two strong hearts.
Come on, I'm feeling good, brother. Let's get it done.
Get around me too. Yeah.
The Rush Hour on Triple M.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Time now for my favourite segment, Two Strong Hearts. Two strong hearts, we stick together like the honey and the bee. You and me. Oh, so good. You and me today.
We're on.
Jude, we are on. And the big fella, hostess with the mostest, Wendell Jermaine Saylor.
Hey guys, Wendell Saylor here. I'm thinking you guys will get three today.
Ooh, three would be a equal of the world record out of five.
Have you defined the categories? You've picked them out?
Yes, I have, mate. Okay. I actually got in here a bit early and did a bit of research.
You got in early.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean you got in here early?
Yeah, he's in earlier than most of us, to be fair.
That's right,
okay, mate.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready, guys?
Yes.
We're ready.
A type of cheese. 3, 2, 1.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
Well done. Come on, baby. Good start.
Nice start, boys. That's good. That's solid. Bang, that was good.
I thought you were going to go some like blue cheese. Mozzarella. Is it like carry on? Like
blue vein, I mean blue cheese.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that'll be your favourite usually. Okay. Ready? Are you ready, guys?
Sorry, I wasn't focused.
Yeah, you weren't focused.
I need you to
look at each other. Ready?
Our apology.
Okay. Something you would order at a bar. 3, 2, 1.
Beer.
Wow.
Yeah. Give me a little bit of love here.
Wow. Your pink shirt you're wearing today, I thought you were going to do a mocktail of some sort.
That's good. Well done, guys. 2 from 2. Okay. Here we go. An NRL coach. 3, 2, 1.
Trent Robinson.
Yes!
Three. Go, Roosters.
Wow. Oh, mate. This, okay. Ready?
Yep.
An Australian politician. 3, 2, 1.
Elbow.
Oh! Yes! Come on!
Four from four. It could be the first time ever.
Yes.
Come on.
Well done, guys. You're going great.
You have grabbed some pretty recent stuff.
Doesn't matter. Like,
why are you pissing on the parade here?
This is for the five. This is for
Ready?
Five.
It's hard work.
Ready? Here we go.
Okay. Yep.
Something that helps you get to sleep. 3, 2, 1.
Six. Sleeping pill.
Six? What? Yeah. 4 from 5. Yeah, I thought you were going to say porn, Gus. Well done, guys. 4 from 5. That's a new record.
That is a world record.
Yeah, well done, boys. Hey, to be fair.
See, I've been married for 30 years. Yeah. I don't think about that anymore.
To be fair, these questions are pretty easy. But you could have went a lot of different ways, but you kept it simple. Hey. Well done, boys.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
But let's talk now, boys, about a couple of sportsmen, a couple of tennis players that hard to like at times, always in the press or in our lives for the wrong reasons. Kyrgios against Tomic. Nick Kyrgios, Bernard Tomic have escalated their off-field or off-court feud, they should say, with back-and-forth barbs over social media and basically giving it to each other on their respective careers. What about this? Tomic took to Instagram on Wednesday night to revive the ongoing fight between him and Kyrgios, responding to the Canberrian's recent comment addressing a fan who claimed Bernard was the better of the two. Better in what way, he said. I got a higher career ranking, more money, more wins, and I give way more back when I need to, Kyrgios said on the weekend. And the only thing that Tomic then said was, the only logical explanation is that I'm his idol. He's always been in my shadow growing up. That's why anytime anyone mentions my name to him, it gets under his skin. Tomic then told his Instagram followers he knows he can't rewrite history, referring to the fact that Tomic did have a better record as they were juniors. He knows my style dominates him, and he knows that he will lose if we ever play each other. He knows he can't rewrite the record books. Kyrgios then comes back and says, Bernard, I didn't realize that your record is so bad. I really low key feel bad for you, which I imagine is young people.
I sort of feel
bad for you.
Young people.
Yeah. Yep. Hit me up if you need help. You remember how to play, Jesus. And he said, let's not forget the time I paid for your flight home from Shanghai because you didn't have any money, blah, blah, blah. This is awful, isn't it? Two blokes that we know, whether you hate them or you love them, you don't want to have this lovers feud out there.
It's just, it's classless sort of stuff. I don't know. I sit there and go, who's going to be the bigger of the two and just walk away from this? And it's just so,
between these two,
it's so petty. Like, I mean, and you look back and it, like, one's ranked 76th and one's ranked 418th. So win some Grand Slams and, you know, be done with it. Be better players.
Yeah, that's what we want to see, you winning tennis matches rather than having a go at each other on socials. How hard is it sometimes, because they're going to have to come together, maybe not anymore, but they certainly did in the past, to be in the Davis Cup team together, Dill. How hard is it sometimes to come into a rep environment? You've all got one job to do, but you don't like someone that actually gets invited into the team that you're in as well. How do you deal with that? It's a professional.
It depends on your personality. Like, you got to sort of, you got to be the bigger person. If you're not going to be the bigger person, I've been in teams where players certainly haven't liked each other. I like to think I got along with a lot of people. Mate, there's probably some teams that players didn't like me. I'm not sure why they didn't like me. Big energy, you know, always, you know.
Jealous of you, probably.
No, but I get that I'm a different personality, you know. You know, guys like Willie Mason, everyone's a bit different. Everyone's a bit of a free spirit. Some people you don't like, but but Wayne Bennett taught me you got to learn to play together and respect one another. You know, Shane Webke and I, like, not that we weren't the same sort of personality, Shane Webke and I, but he was totally different to me, but we learned to respect each other and, you know, but we wouldn't catch up for barbecues or catch up for lunches or anything,
but
you know.
You did a good job for the Broncos 100%. And so forth.
And I love the bloke, mate, you know, absolute champion bloke, but very different personalities.
You don't have to be best mates. It's liked versus respected. You don't have to be liked by everyone, but you have to find that mutual respect and find a way forward.
I think these two are probably done and dusted in terms of that. And they're probably, probably only one of them is ever going to play Davis Cup again, so they won't have to play in the same team.
Bernard,
it's just sad that, you know, two blokes that we sort of, you know, have looked at for so many years hate each other, and now it's going out in social media that they hate each other. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. I've got a story here, boys. A Victorian cheesemaker has been fined more than $9,000 over an offensive odour likened to that of sour milk with an earthy characteristics.
What was that an individual fine or was it a company fine?
Company fine. Yarra Valley Dairy in the town of Yering was slapped with a fine by the Environment Protection Authority after failing to comply with a remedial notice saying the odour's a bit how you're going. They did nothing about it. Sour milk with earthy characteristics. What do you reckon? What does earthy characteristics mean?
Earthy characteristics. So that just.
It's just a made up.
Well,
it doesn't matter. It
smells dirt or.
It stinks. You know, it just stinks. That's what it's.
Yeah. Soily.
Why do they just say that?
But, yeah, I know.
Because it stinks.
But imagine being in one of the houses nearby and you're having a terrible hangover. And then you wake up to that smell.
Or you're having people over for a barbecue on a Sunday, and the smell, they reckon, was so bad it was unreasonable, strong enough to cause discomfort, and people were chundering.
Oh, come on.
As it was coming across, people are like, and having a little Huey Lewis in the news.
Mate, it's no worse than when you're playing golf at Wollongong Golf Club there and the sewage.
Played Wollongong Golf Club. Invited us down there.
Yeah, oh, no, you're too busy, mate. You're too busy saving lives, mate. But, once that southerly hits in, that smell, it's like, they need to harden up a little bit, those people down there. Mate, a little bit
of Victorians.
Cheese. Yeah, milk. Like, it's just, mate. And apparently, the smellier the cheese, the better it is.
Well, they say that.
Yeah.
But I remember growing up, my first house when I moved out of home, I moved from the main streets of Pimble to the main streets of Chatswood. And I was right near the Tip Top baking factory, Tip Top bread.
Yeah.
The smell would have been delightful.
Mate, there's no way you can lose weight by waking up in the morning having hot bread smell all the way through your neighbourhood.
What about what about the fish markets down in Pyrmont? Just that waft as you open up the balcony window.
That's a different story altogether, that conversation. But no, it would be horrible, obviously. You know, you'd have a nice house there down on the water and then you've got that, you know, no good at all.
No good.
Bit of fish scales coming out. Look out. I had one in the hubcap. One of the boys put a fish in my hubcap one day.
Is that at Swanee's time?
And the scales fell out of the wheel, and it was vomiting.
I remember getting on John Newcomb's boat, the tennis player's boat, once, we were on there for the whole weekend, and the toilet blocked.
Oh.
So he said, "Gussie, you jump over the end, get a spear fishing thingery bob, and start shoving it up the pipe, and eventually it'll unblock." So that's exactly what happened. But without me thinking, it just smashed. I was just all over my face. But I was in the harbour, right? So I was able to sort of wash it all off. But my clothes obviously were disgusting. I put them in a bag and then tucked it to the back of Nuke's car. And he didn't open it up for a week. And he opened it up to put his golf clubs in a week later.
Up next, Dell's NRL preview.
The Rush Hour. Gus, Jude and Wendell.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Rugby league tonight, the Storm versus Sea Eagles. Let's get into Dell's NRL preview.
The Rush Hour's NRL preview. Thanks to DoorDash, official delivery partner of the NRL.
There you go, Storm versus Sea Eagles, Amy Park tonight. The Storm hasn't happened often. They've got two shellackings back-to-back, and then they've got to play a game at home. What are your thoughts on this one, brother?
Yeah, well, the Storm always hard to beat at home, and obviously no powerhouses at the back there with Pappenhausen still out and Tommy Turbo gone for the season. I think Manly need to go down there and have an ambush there. They need to go down there. The record hasn't been great down there in Melbourne, but I just think, Brandon Smith moves into hooker. And Harry Grant's obviously out.
He's had some criticism too, and Cam Smith had to stick up for him today and said it was only last year that he was the best hooker in the game. Everyone just lay off.
Yeah, no, he's had a few niggly injuries, but also, mate, he's playing out of position too, mate. Mm. Harry Grant, you know Harry Grant's your number one hooker. But, I just think the Storm will get it done. They don't usually lose three games in a row. I think Storm for me.
Storm, what about you, Jude?
You're going to sit Storm.
I'm going for Storm as well.
Early game Friday night, Penrith versus North Queensland, first versus third, Del.
Yeah, the Cowboys, they're playing some really good football here. And, you know, teams are starting to take notice of how they're playing because it's not just their attack, it's actually their defence. You know, they're working for one another. They're really good through that middle third. And as you guys know, if you're going to win this competition, you've got to be strong through that middle third and you've got to demand respect. They're demanding that, but this is going to be a different one. I don't think they've played down here in about, I don't know, forever. And they're saying, the Cowboys, welcome to the big city now. So the Panthers, their record at Bluebet Stadium is really good. It's going to be hard to beat the Panthers here. Panthers for me.
Panthers for me.
Yeah, Panthers for me as well. What about the Broncos up against the Titans at Suncorp? Can the Titans do something? The Broncos, of course, with Payne Haas wanting to get out of the joint, a little bit of unsettlement around there. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the Titans are just a bit too hot and cold at the moment. You know, for me, even last week against the Sharks, you know, earlier on they went with them 6-6 at halftime, and in the second half they just got blown away. They got blown away, but then they came back at the end of the game, and I think they ended up losing by 6 or 7 points. But for me, the Broncos are playing too good. I think they're going for 5 or 6.
They're going
in
for
a row.
Seven
in a row. Sorry, mate. Not in a million years did I think this Broncos side could string that together. But well done to Kevy and the coaching staff. Also Ben Eichen, he's doing a good job there. But they need to get this Payne Huss situation under control because it can derail your season.
Well, that's Ben Eichen's job, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
To look after that. Who do you think, Jude?
Broncos for me.
Yep. Yeah, Broncos for me as well.
Saturday afternoon, New Zealand Warriors versus Newcastle. Del?
Gosh.
Oh, mate. You know what? Just throw a dart. No, but I'm going to go the Warriors.
You can't trust the Warriors. You're going for the Warriors?
I'm going for the Warriors.
Warriors, yeah. Mate.
Yeah, but I can't trust the Knights. I know the Knights have got more upside to them. You know, they've got Ponga there. They've obviously got Dane Gagai. I'm going for the Warriors here.
Why? I don't know.
I just think the Warriors here.
They couldn't score a point against 11 men. Then that's couldn't put against 12. They're just untrustworthy.
Yeah, I know, but I don't trust Knights that much. They've let me down too. So both these teams are very untrustworthy. But I'm just going for the Warriors here. I just think the Warriors can bounce back. You know, they've had a bit of a tough week, just leaking money left, right, and centre. Oh. Matty Lodge is pretty happy, but the Warriors for me.
That was a disgrace.
Well, yeah, Warriors.
You're going for the Warriors as well. I'm going for the Knights. Yeah. Go the mighty Knights. The Warriors don't deserve a win. Squat. What about Rabbitohs and the Tigers out there at a call? Very interesting game. You imagine the Rabbitohs will bounce back, but you just never know with the Tiggies.
You just don't know. The Tigers are playing some good football, and we know what the Rabbitohs can do when they're on, but it's, you know, few and far between at the moment. I think Cam Murray comes back this weekend.
Well, they're saying he might.
Yeah.
He's saying he wants to play, but everyone's like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No.
And I think Freddie wants him to go whoa, whoa, whoa as well. It might be a week too early.
Yeah, Cam, just get back and play, mate. Your team needs you. You need to win some games for the Bunnies. I'm going the Bunnies here. I know the Tigers are trying really hard, and they're playing some all right football. They beat the Dogs last week.
Mm.
You know, no disrespect to the Dogs and that, but it's only
That's
the Dogs.
It's a bit disrespectful the way you said that. What about you, mate? Funny.
I reckon I'm going to go to the West Tigers here.
Okay. You are an idiot. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Rabbitohs for me.
Yep.
Coming up next, Sharks and Roosters.
This is a tough one. Fitzy against these.
First time I haven't liked Craig Fitzgibbon in about 15 years.
Mate, how do you not like him, mate?
He's the Sharks coach.
I know.
He's doing a good job with them.
Still going to like him, but, like, mate, against the Roosters, they're not playing that great at the moment. The Sharks at home. The Sharks are always hard to beat at home. I'm going the Sharks here. I think there's more upside to the Sharks here. I don't know, there's something off about the Roosters at the moment. I know, but at the end of the season, the whips are cracking, but at the moment, no.
Can't go against them, Roosters. Yeah.
Go the mighty Roosters and up yours, Fitzy. What about the Doggies and the Dragons?
I'm going the Dragons, mate. I think the Dragons will breathe fire here. It's back at Belmore Sports Ground. I mean, they've got to try and find a bit of the essence of the Bulldogs here.
They never win at I think they beat the Storm the first time around. They've won one more
They've won two, yeah, I know. But, like, this is a good chance for them. Mate, they've had the wood on the Dragons the last probably 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
So, but I'm going the Dragons. The Dragons need to show me something here. Show me some muscle, boys.
Dragons for me.
Dragons for me as well. And the Raiders up against Parramatta. Should be a cracker down there in Canberra. All of a sudden, Canberra look like they can win games of footy.
Danger game.
I think they've won three in a row now.
Yeah, I know. They're playing some good football, the Raiders. On the back of Savage, too, at the back of it. He's such a good young player.
He's fast, isn't he?
He is so fast. But I'm going for the Eels. The Eels, for me, I think the Eels can go down there and get the job done. Even this time of the year, you'd always think the Raiders. The Raiders, I think, have had three wins in a row. But I just think the Eels can put them to a halt.
Canberra for me.
Oh, right. Oh, really? Okay. I'm going for Parramatta. Download the DoorDash app now for 30% off your first four orders. That's a good deal. Minimum order of $20. New DoorDash customers only. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Rush Hour MMM is our handle. And what about this, Jude? Sugar might be the new loo paper.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, we've seen through the pandemic and things like that, there's been this global shortage of different products and things like that. And certainly there's been international shipping crises at times. Toilet paper was one. There was, there's been retailers and that stuck on different things so they couldn't get stuff into Australia. Well, sugar may be the next shortage of supply. And the main reason is that India is the main producer of sugar. Or one of the main producers of sugar, and exports about 10 million metric tons, according to the statement from the Indian government. However,
that's a lot.
They're capping it. They're capping it at that because the cap will start on the June 1st and stay in place to at least September. So it means that things, obviously high sugar content foods may have to have an impact.
And what are you going to do, Del?
I just look at Del.
You eat more sugar than any person I know.
I'm not a big fan of sugar.
Oh, you
what?
Are.
I'm not a big
you
fan
You have
of
four
sugar.
Shots, four sugars in your coffee. You have a handful of sweets in your hand 24/7.
I have four shots and I have two sugars, okay? I do not have four sugars.
I reckon you are panic buying already when you see this sort of stuff. You are stocking up on your snakes and
you
things like that.
You had a donut in your mouth a little bit early. You had a cupcake early. You had a muffin. You have Alan's lollies literally just tattooed to your hand. What are you talking about?
He's like a mate I know, a guy by the name of Craig, and he literally would drink no water at all, and his daily drink would be a 1.25 litre of cherry cola,
and then
he'd have about five sugars in his coffee, and I sort of looked at him going, mate, you just need some level of water in your body. Your body needs...
Like a couple of litres a day minimum, depending on your weight.
That was how we operated.
Overrated. Water, I have a glass or two of water today.
What I don't understand is everyone tells me water's the key, and then you do what you do to your body and you look like that. That is unfair.
It's called genetics.
You're going to spontaneously combust.
I hope so. That's what I will do.
You're an absolute beast. I just can't get over it. I don't eat sugar anymore. My body is...
Look at you. It's a temple. Body's a temple.
Mate,
look at you.
You don't put diesel in a Ferrari. Let's just say that. To the Indian government, give us as much sugar as we need, please. Yeah. We've helped you out.
Otherwise, we'll cut you off.
Reedy's Mail. Yeah, Reedy, I just want to first of all talk about Matt Lodge getting the $700,000 golden handshake after he's walked out on the Warriors.
It's not a bad deal, is it? Good if you can get it, lads.
Crazy. 90% of his contract.
Yeah, I know. And I think we're all a bit surprised by that. I mean, the made the decision he wasn't going to go back to New Zealand, but he did have an option in his contract for next year. Now, the plan wasn't to take that up because he wanted to stay in Australia. He'd made that pretty clear to the club. They'd offered him a 3-year extension not long ago, and he knocked back that deal. And obviously, Mark Robinson, the owners, came out today and said they had a bit of a blue, and he felt obliged to pay Matt out. I mean, I think there's more to this story. I think more will come out. But I tell you what, for Matt Lodge, it puts him in a great situation because he's been paid basically. Well, he's on the Warriors salary cap for next year, so he's been paid a lot of money for next year, which means the club and the NRL now for next year can sign him for basically, well, not nothing, but minimum wage potentially. The Warriors pick up most of the paycheck, and you're getting yourself a bloke who was playing pretty good footy before. He started running around the Brisbane Rugby Union second grade competition, which he did the other night. So he's in a very, very good position, Matt Lodge.
That's crazy stuff, Reedy. It just doesn't make sense. Like, the Warriors are struggling, in general. And what does that say to the rest of the roster? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you obviously want to be committed, right? Because it's a big move to move back across to Tasman. I mean, if you're not ready to make that move, then you're probably better off not going because you're not going to enjoy yourself. But I mean, obviously, it puts other players in a position where if they decide they don't want to go, does the club pay them out as well?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought so. So there's a precedent there they've created, but you just can't do that for every player. Otherwise, your cap will be blown and you won't have any players in your squad. So, they put themselves in a pretty difficult position, the Warriors. And as I said, I think there's more to come on this story.
Well, mate, closer to home, my Brisbane Broncos are travelling just nicely. And then Payne Haas, what's this I'm reading, requesting an immediate release from the Broncos? This can't be true.
Isn't it?
Is it April 1st?
It is true. No, it's true. Well, I mean, this has been doing, obviously the story's been doing the rounds about Payne Haas. He's in dispute with his former manager. They're in the New South Wales Supreme Court. I'm not sure Payne necessarily thinks he's on as much as he should be on. He's on a pretty good wicket, let's be clear, for this year, 800,000. He's on 850 next year. Yeah. So he's not crying. Sorry, it's 800 next year, 850 the year after, I think it is. So he's not crying poor, but him and his management, his new manager, obviously think he deserves to be on more money than that. And you've got to remember, when he went and got a new manager, the new manager doesn't get paid because he's on his old contract with his old manager. So the new manager doesn't get paid unless he gets a new deal.
Yep.
So there's obviously that at play as well, but he has asked for a release. I'm not sure what the Broncos will do. Look, if I'm them, you know what? I'll just cut him loose. Honestly, I know, guys, he's one of the premier front rowers in the game.
Yes.
Arguably the best. But, if this is going to be a rolling saga, and look, Payne's in the clean skin. He's had a few incidents with the Integrity Unit. You've got to remember that. They've looked at him a few times. If you're going to be constantly going through this battle about money, and, he wants $1.2 million down the track, you can't pay a front rower that. It's outrageous money.
Yeah.
So, I know it's a hard decision for them. But someone's got to make hard decisions for the sake of your footy club. And if I'm them, I'm just saying, thanks, Payne, but no thanks. Here's the door. Good luck on your way out.
Turn our eyes to South Sydney. And they're sitting in eighth position at the moment, Reedy. And, they're about to hit the Origin series and lose some of their headline stars. So how do you see their season playing out during this tough period?
Oh, I think this game's huge for them. This game against the Tigers this weekend is a massive game for them. But they're 5-5 and 5-6, I think it is. So they win this, they get to 6-6. Some guys refresh their legs. Young Lachlan Ilias gets a bit of a break. They're very close to a new deal for Lachlan Ilias. A 2-year extension to his current deal. I imagine that'll happen pretty soon. Cody Walker gets a bit of a break. Maybe that's what they need to regenerate and find their feet again, because they've certainly lost their way. They've looked really inconsistent. They've struggled to find their fluency. And maybe I think the buy's coming at a good time for them if they win this week. If they get the 6-6, hit the buy, they can reset, and I think they'll be in a pretty good place moving forward. But this is a big game for them. It doesn't feel like it is, but it's a huge game for them.
Mate, what about Desi Hasler and Manly? Surely they're not going to be facing a fine for their tackle on referee Ben Cummings.
Well, you know, it's not just because of what Des said after the game, right? It's an accumulation of things. It's what he said in the press conference after the game, and then he went again the next day. Then the players went.
Josh Alloway. Yeah.
You know, Josh Alloway. It's an accumulation of things. And you've got to remember the club gets fined, not the coach. Club gets fined because of what the coach said, but it's the club that gets fined. So for me, it's an accumulation of things, and that's why I think Manly are facing a fine. Because it's not just what he said after the presser. It's what he said then the day after. It's what the players said. You know, they took their lead from Des. So, you know, it's an accumulation of things and they're probably leading to him getting fined. And we should know about that reasonably soon.
Super stuff, Reedy. Enjoy your weekend of footy.
No worries, guys.
Up next, People's Champion Wade Graham joins us.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Let's talk to this sharky.
Next guest is no stranger to the footy field. He's one of the NRL's most physical defenders. With almost 300 appearances and 47 tries to his name, he's done what every player dreams of. Played Origin, represented his country, and held up the Gladiators after winning the 2016 Premiership for the Sharks. Last month, he made his long-awaited return to the field after 321 days. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, Sharks captain, Wade Graham.
Yeah, and he's one of our own too at Triple M. Wado, how are you, mate? G'day and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for having us. That was a pretty cool intro. Thanks for putting that together for us.
No, we wanted to show you the love, brother.
That's what I do for you, Wado. That's what I do, brother.
Oh, thanks. I should have known you were
up to it. You're sitting in fourth position at the moment, mate. You've got to be comfortable with that and 100 less points conceded this year to last year. You can see what you're building there under Fitzy.
Yeah, definitely. We're certainly pleased with our, we're not quite halfway, but where we've started and where we've got to. Obviously, there was quite a change in the preseason with Fitzy coming across, new systems, a couple of new players. So you're always, every team trains well in the preseason, or you feel like you're training well, but you never quite know the strides you're making in the right direction. So, we're very pleased where we are, but by no means are we a finished product. We still have plenty left in front of us.
Wade, it's Jude Bolton. Mate, you must be super pleased the way Nicho Hynes has just stepped into the side this year and just had such a big impact.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. You know, Nicho's in a really good position in his career. It's quite fun to be around someone like him who's sort of emerged from, I wouldn't say the shadows at Melbourne, but somewhere where he couldn't break through. He only got through injuries to Munster or Pappenhausen, and he really he's come to us to be a starter, and he's just at that stage where he's starting to break through. Like, he's going to be close to the rep scene, he's playing great footy, he's one of the best players in the competition at the moment. So it's really fun to see a guy just launching into that part of career and just be able to hang around him and see how he's enjoying it. It's been really great, to be honest.
Well, speaking about launching, young Lachie Miller last week, man, he launched himself there at the Gold Coast.
Fantastic.
I did that game, and you can just see at 27 years of age, all the boys got around him. You guys are really happy for him. Mate, he did everything asked of him last Sunday.
Yeah, he was an awesome debut for him. First of all, he's just a great person, Lachie. He's really, at the moment he came to the club, he just fit in, and obviously he's taken a bit of a roundabout way to come back into the rugby league and the NRL. He played league as a junior, wasn't quite where he wanted to be as he got a bit older, and then switched over to the union and found himself in the rugby sevens and, went and represented our country at the Olympics, something you haven't done, Del.
Appreciate that. Yeah, thanks, mate.
I love
nice clip. A little drive by, it's nice, yeah.
Yeah, but then he's come back and, although he was making his NRL debut, he never really felt like a true rookie.
Yep.
And everyone was really excited for him, and to see him get that trial, that's what he's got in him, that sort of dynamic open field play, and obviously a bit of the rugby sevens coming out there. But he's certainly an athlete, and where his best position is, we're still sort of working out, but he did a hell of a job at fullback the other night.
Massive clash on Saturday night against the Roosters, and obviously Fitzy has intimate knowledge of the Roosters side. What's that process been to try and break down the Roosters before this game?
Well, it's been pretty light at the moment. We had a short turnaround travel back from the Gold Coast, so we only had the one session yesterday, and we head back tomorrow to really ramp things up. But it is a big weekend. You know, Fitzy playing against his old club. Ronnie's 50th game, and Big Andrew Fafita's 200th game for the club, which he gets to celebrate on Indigenous Round as well. So it's going to be a massive night down there at Pointsmith Stadium for us and the club and a couple of individuals.
What about you, mate? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm really good, to be honest. It's just great to be back out there playing footy, obviously. It's been well spoken about how, you know, the length of time I missed. And it was, you know, slightly delayed by picking up that ankle injury that I need surgery on in the preseason. But it's good to be back out there. The team and Fitzy has been great. I'm slowly building my minutes back up. So, yeah, I suppose the first time I got back out there, it was just a massive relief just to get back out in the field. And now it's feeling good to be able to go training and work on my game and build with the team and try to really launch into the back end of the season.
Mate, what about Indigenous Round? I mean, obviously you're a proud Indigenous man and you've been front and centre in the All-Stars. What does it mean to you and to your family, mate?
Oh, it's just awesome, mate. Obviously we get to represent our culture and our people. And I suppose, you know, the NRL, you know, I feel like I've been at the forefront of all Australian sport and really taking time to celebrate the Indigenous culture. We've had great players over the years who have been integral to the game, like yourself included, obviously, mate. And it's a week for, you know, to stop and reflect. And you know what? For us to all show off and be proud of the culture. And I feel like everyone really gets on board. And whether it's, you know, the Pacifica or the other cultures within the game, everyone gets on board. And this is the one week where, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders can really be proud and show off our culture. And, you know, the whole game can really get to celebrate it.
No, and absolutely awesome. Right. And that's been happening in the AFL over the last couple of rounds as well, which is fantastic.
So good to see you back out there, Wade.
Yeah, good, on, good luck, but not too much luck on Saturday night, Wade.
Oh, come on, mate.
Oh, I forgot you were a rooster, Gussie.
Yeah, and Jude as well. So, but I'm going the Sharks.
Oh, you're such a suck, mate.
Sharks 1 to 12, mate. Trust me, boys.
Okay, see you later, Wade. Thanks for coming on the show,
guys,
mate.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's podcast. For more of the show, you can catch us live on the radio tomorrow from 4 p.m. on Triple M.